You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. We continue here on All Marine Radio, and joining me is her official title is Director of Development, but she does a lot of stuff for All Marine Radio and Post-Traumatic Winning in particular, and from Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and that is Katie Beasley. Katie, good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you this morning, Mac?
I'm all right. Now, we're going to introduce something that we call Post-Traumatic Winning, Spouses React. And I want you to give a little bit of the background. I was there in January and did post-traumatic winning and did it on a couple of occasions for spouses. And you happened to be at one of them. And can you explain to everybody how this segment kind of evolved?
Absolutely. So I was fortunate enough to connect with you in January as a member of the audience at a spouse's presentation of post-traumatic winning. From there, I became immediately involved in helping and trying to share this information with anybody that would listen to me. And I found that more times than not, people were desperate, spouses in particular, to gain knowledge and information of how to apply the 2 Goals, 8 Commandments of post-traumatic winning to their lives, to their spouse's life, and then to continue to share the information, to ask questions, to be connected. And that's sort of where we are now. When you were just here visiting, we had an additional spouse's presentation, and we felt the same passion and involvement desire from those spouses. You and I hosted a roundtable for what was supposed to be 30 minutes to 45 minutes, which lasted a few hours, which we met with a variety of spouses that day that were from all different segments of the Marine Corps. Some were retired, but the thread that binded us all was trauma, whether it was our spouse's trauma or trauma that we had experienced ourselves or had been walking the life of trauma with family members that we love, and then the desire to share our story, to connect resources, and to help.
So we met in the last time, 2 weeks ago at Camp Lejeune, and so with that group was the idea of kind of putting something together, and because dare I say, spouses kind of have their own unique perspective as they look at this, yes?
Right, absolutely.
So talk to us about, in your mind, as we've kind of evolved this product that we'll call Post-Traumatic Winning, Spouses React, what are people going to hear?
So I think they're going to hear the truth, which is, you know, that underlying word through post-traumatic winning that I think most people connect with is that it is nothing but the truth, and it's individual stories of trauma in their life, how they're dealing with trauma, how they can seek resources and connect with other people that are also walking that difficult path and prepare their friends, spouses, loved ones who haven't experienced trauma entering their life and how they can deal with it when it does reach them. It's a connecting point of spouses that want to be able to help each other and through helping each other help themselves, whether it's the burden of trauma on their military spouse or if it's the trauma that they're dealing with individually.
And as you talk to spouses now, just so everybody knows, Katie's been kind of a lightning rod for this. So spouses have gone to this thing and then come back and talk to you about it.
I mean, one night I couldn't get them out of my kitchen after they saw the presentation. There were tears, there was hugging, there was just this desire to get it off of their chest and just talk and be fluid in ideas and exchanging and what worked for one and what was happening to someone else's husband. And I mean, it was, I was watching this unfold, just sitting there basically as a bystander.
Well, and some of the things that are really powerful in the presentation, I think that resonate very deeply with spouses is, are things that we'll talk about in the first installment of this. And in the first installment, the one you'll hear just after Katie and I get done talking right here, you're going to hear it's devoted to the concept of coexisting. And the three commandments that go with coexisting are, one, most of the planet is affected by trauma, so you're not unique if you are. Number two is that trauma is trauma, and that whether you got it in combat, whether you got it in a domestic violence incident, whether you were abused as a child, whether you were involved in a, you know, criminal assault or watched somebody slowly die of a terminal illness in your family, you know, that all impacts us the same traumatic way. And then the third one is you're not going to get over it. And so if you embrace all those three things, then the next thing you know, the thing you come to conclude is that you have to coexist with it. And so you're not going to get over it. So anyway, so that's what this one's going to be devoted to. And it seems to resonate so deeply because I think in our culture, right, you know, guys or spouses, they go and they come back and they don't want to talk about it. And they do begin to isolate themselves. So spouses see this stuff and they are the shock absorber. And, you know, I think very respectfully, they allow that. When, in my opinion, based on the 3 years I have of interviewing veterans, that's probably the last thing you ought to do is respect that request to begin to isolate yourself and say, no, that's not what we're going to do here. But that's a complete, right, shift from, I think, the way most families go about it. And so I think that spouses, they live that reality. And so when the concepts presented in post-traumatic winning get rolled out, spouses more than any other group, right, get it the quickest.
That's why I think this new podcast program for spouses is so critical to the mission of post-traumatic winning, because we can't do this without the spouse. I mean, it's just, it's not going to be a successful mission. The spouse is directly connected. If, you know, if the military member is married, they are living these lives parallel to their spouse, but they're not living it together. They're not living the trauma life together. It's like it's an individual journey, but it's not successful that way.
And we know that.
I think when you and I sat down with those women that day, you and I immediately realized that the stories that these women were telling had lessons, and those lessons are so important for other spouses to hear, because those lessons are what are going to encourage and to teach other spouses how to survive this journey in a way that is positive, meaningful, and life-changing for themselves and their families.
And that's, you know, and again, that is, I think that's very well said. So on that, we'll transition. So what you're going to hear next is kind of the brainchild of Katie here, and she brought it to me, and we discussed it, and we said we're going to try to do this on a bi-monthly basis. So about twice a month, you're going to hear these installments, and what they're really designed to do is promote dialogue in families based on the goals and the commandments of post-traumatic winning, which really are cultural lessons that I have drawn out of my experience in the Marine Corps and then kind of wrapped and packaged and have given to everybody else. So with all that said, Katie, thanks for the visit.
Great to chat.
All right. And then coming up next is the first installment of Post-Traumatic Winning, Spouses React. And it's about the concept of coexisting. More of that coming up next, right here on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.